The Montana Department of Corrections is expanding a notification system which allows victims of crimes to know the whereabouts of their offenders. The Victim Information and Notification Everyday System, or VINE, allows victims to receive phone calls, texts, or emails about changes in the custody status or location of any adult felony offender in the corrections system. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us the VINE system started tracking offenders on probation and parole late last year.
Corrections Department Director Mike Batista says Montana has been using the VINE program since 1989. All but three states participate in it. He says it allows victims to feel a sense of safety.
If you're a victim of a crime and have been through some traumatic situation, I think that there is great peace of mind in knowing where offenders are located.
It started out where those registered could just call a 1-800 number. Today, that's expanded to email, texting.
And the new opportunity that we're pretty excited about is a mobile application.
The state released its VINE app this past summer. It's not to be confused with another app called VINE that's an offshoot of Twitter, which allows people to share short videos. The state's VINE app allows people to receive notifications about the movements of particular offenders. Expanding the service to include offenders on probation and parole adds the movements of 8,400 people to the system. Batista says it's mostly victims who use the service, but anyone can sign up.
There are other people, there are other users, not only the general public, but also people that work in public safety, courts, law enforcement.
You can find out a lot about offenders through the VINE service, but Batista says it's not anything that wasn't already public record.
We don't include any protected information that, such as medical records, pre-sentence investigations, where there's a lot of background information, historical information about an offender, their family.
The state's VINE system delivered nearly 30,000 messages last year. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.